Glory to God forever. Amen. Jesus the Christ is alive. He is the King of glory. This message entitled Both And. The purpose of this message is to generally reveal how awesome our great and awesome God is. The God of the universe. Glory and honor and power and majesty to Him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. How big and awesome and powerful and all-encompassing our great and awesome God is. The three-in-one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I pray, Holy Spirit, join us. Jesus, reveal this to us as only You can. And with that one who's listening, I pray that You fill them with Your glorious Holy Spirit. Give them that awesome revelation of Yourself directly to them. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, many times when we, in our walk with Jesus, you know, we want to understand things, right? And we often say, well, is it either this way or this way? Is it with every topic and issue related to this glorious, most holy faith, this new divine life, divine walk with Jesus, where everything's new, old things have passed away, all things have become new, glory to God. We need to move into that realm. And so, we want to get the mind of Christ. I was just listening to a message about how we start to have the mind of Jesus Christ. Okay, so here's the basic principle. With God, He's so awesome. He's so glorious and all-encompassing and big and powerful and so beyond us that with Him, every issue that we deal with, every shall I say, topics related to the most holy faith, such as healing, prosperity, predestination, all these, and many, many others. It's not either or. With God, it's not either or, it's both and. So I want to give examples. Number one, let's deal with healing. Okay? There's two sides of the church. One side says God wants to heal everyone. Amen. The other side of the church, the evangelical side, says, well, they have different views on that. Okay, so the question is, does God want to heal everyone, or does He only want to heal certain people? Both of those are correct. I'm going to get into this, okay? Then the next issue, prosperity. Does God want people? This is a difficult subject. I don't like talking about money. I don't like talking about this issue, but the question is, does God want people to be rich or poor or in the middle? Both and. Yes, yes, yes. All the above. Okay, let's deal with the next issue. This is a big one. Predestination and the whole salvation. The question of does God want to save everyone, or are there certain people who are predestined to be saved and nothing can change that? This is a big issue. Let me say this. Wonder in Reality is not into splitting hairs, and we're into breaking chains. We're into proclaiming the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But I really want to make this point to anyone who will listen, because I think there's such deep depths to it. It's nothing about me. It's nothing about this ministry. This is just about our great and awesome God. Okay, predestination. One side of the church, the evangelical side, there's two sides of the Church of Jesus Christ, basically. The evangelical side, and the other side is the Pentecostal charismatic. We need to support each other. We need to work together and pray for each other and all that. But the evangelical side says, well, it's predestination. Certain people are predestined to be saved. Those are the only ones who can be saved, and nothing can change that. And there are scriptures to back that up fully. Okay, it's in Ephesians. You can Google that. It's all, there's scripture to back it up. The other side of the church says, God wants to save everyone. We don't know who's going to be saved. So we need to do what Jesus said to do, preach the gospel, pray for those to send out laborers into the harvest field, because the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Which side is right? Both sides are correct. This is something that I think has been revealed to me. Both sides are correct. Wait, how can that be? Because our God is so awesome. He's so high above us. He's so beyond us. He's so as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high as His ways are above our ways and His thoughts above our thoughts. We can't figure everything out. Who are we to think that we could figure everything out? Both sides are correct. And so what are we to do? Let's just do what Jesus said to do. Let's just seek Him with our whole heart. Let's love Him with everything we have. Give Him everything we have. Serve Him with all our heart. Do the work of God. Seek Jesus with all our heart. And glorious things are going to happen. Amen. So it just goes right down all the different issues. For example, is it God who works in us? Or is it our, do we play a part in this glorious, most holy faith? Both. Both sides, both of those are correct. Yes, it's God, our glorious God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ, who will and work in us fully. We, apart from Him, we can do nothing. He's the one who does everything. Amen. But at the same time, Jesus said, every person will be judged according to their works. Works. You know, it's both of those are correct. We can't figure this out. Both sides are correct because our God is so awesome, so beyond us. Okay? Is this walk, here's another one. Number five. Is this walk a mystery or is it a reality? Both. Let's deal with number six. Now, this is a big one. With God, you know, He's so awesome. He's love and mercy, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. Glory to God. Merciful and gracious. But is He also have wrath and have anger and have... Yes, both of those are correct. So... let's really kind of change our perspective and let's just seek Jesus with our whole heart. Amen. Let's just give Jesus everything we have. And again, glorious things are going to happen. We're going to, what a glorious opportunity every day, today, to walk with Him, to belong to Him and to know Him, to be a child of God. How glorious this is. What a great privilege. So we want to serve You. We want to pray with You, to believe with You for Your needs. And we please email us hello@wonderreality.org. Blessings to you, and more soon.